Shalom. This is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from beautiful Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm filling in this week for my precious mother, Billy Brim. We've been talking on the subject of keys to maintaining success in times of stress. And you and I both know from watching the news and reading newspapers that this is definitely a time of distress and stress out in the world. But thank God, you and I who are born again, Jesus Christ is Lord in our life, that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, and that we have laws that are exceeding great and precious in the Lord. And so we're looking to those laws through the Bible. And one of our, our scriptural text is found in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, and it says, "For he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil." And so we're talking about how to see good days and love life, and reframing the tongue has everything to do with it. We also shared, because I just sense that you're right here with me at Prayer Mountain. That's so beautiful about radio. We're just all in this together. But I've been sharing on a vision the Lord gave me on how to have heaven in the home. Heaven in the home is success in times of stress, isn't it? When you come home from a hard day at work, you know you can open that front door and heaven is in where those four walls are. Then, and so the Lord is very much concerned about our homes. And he said that a perfect outline for how to have heaven in the home is found in the 23rd Psalm. He said the first key is I must be Lord. And he mentioned several items, including the tongue, the words, I must be Lord over your words. You know, you just can't cuss out your mom or cuss out your spouse or your children and expect to have an atmosphere of heaven. You have to put a refrain over your mouth. And if you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, you have a new nature, you don't want to cuss. But I know your flesh is still the flesh and not fully redeemed yet. And it wants to retaliate. If you say a word about me, I'll speak a piece of my mind right back to you. Well, that's when the refraining of the tongue comes in so that you see good days. And say, well, bless God, I'm just going to bite my tongue because I'm going to have heaven on my home. And to have it, words must be spoken full of life and peace. And so I began to wallpaper my home with words. Words create reality. And I'm reading from a book. It's a book we have available, actually, here at Billy Brim Ministries. It's called A Lesson a Day by C-H-O-F-E-T-Z, Hofez Chaim, C-H-A-I-M, a wonderful rabbi who taught on the power of words. And one thing he said about it was that speech has the awesome power to literally redefine reality. Wow. Did he come up with this concept on his own? No. You and I who have read Mark 11, 23, 24, Jesus said, "You'll have whatsoever you say." But the rabbi has put it in print and said, speech has the awesome power to literally redefine reality. So if you're not having heaven in your home and you want to have it, if you are not having good days and you want to see good days, then you must speak good words, words of faith, words of from the Bible that says, Jesus Christ lives in me. And greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If God be for me, who can be against me? And begin to speak words from the Bible and create your reality. And you'll begin to see good days and enjoy life. But it all begins with the mouth. And so yesterday we talked about how the Lord said to have heaven in the home. I must be Lord over the television you watch. You know, there are some of these crazy programs that are filled with words about whose boyfriend is my mama's boyfriend is dating somebody. Just crazy topics that are full of darkness. And those words cannot be going on in your home without affecting it. Words create, define reality and atmospheres. The Lord also brought to my attention in the vision that the word leadeth is mentioned in the 23rd Psalm. It's mentioned twice for emphasis. So to have heaven in the home and see good days, you must know how to be led by the Spirit. The first qualification is, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He said water is a type of the Holy Spirit, John chapter 7. The still water is the bearing witness. It's not the thundering voice, though the Lord can speak in a thundering voice, but it's not how He will necessarily lead you as an individual. His primary way of leading you will be that bearing witness, like those still waters in your heart. And if you follow that, then you will be on the path to success. Another prerequisite in the 23rd Psalm, coupled with leading, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His namesake. To qualify as a leading of the Lord, it must be a path of righteousness. One translation said, He will lead me along a virtuous course. Another translation said, He will lead me in accordance with His nature. Oh, what a blessing. What is the nature of the Lord Jesus? Well, He's meek and kind, so He's going to lead me in a path of meekness and kindness. What about the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, He's pure. He's going to lead me in a path of purity. He reminded me of, he says, I'm not a lucky rabbit's foot. I said, Lord, I can hardly believe You said that. And He said, well, I'm not. I'm not one that I'm full of compassion, and whosoever shall call upon My name shall be saved. But that's not heaven on earth, to just live in sin, as much sin as you think you can get by with, and still be saved. He says, those are hard days. Those are rough days. But I'm talking about a life that's available to a person who will be led by that still, quiet, moving in their heart, the Holy Ghost, and it will be in a path of righteousness. He said, now a song leader cannot get up in front of a congregation. Now this is what the Lord said. He cannot get up in front of a congregation, make an announcement, and said, well, folks, I missed it when I married my spouse, and the Lord is showing me that I am to marry the piano player. The Lord said, I don't care if He made an announcement that it was me. The fact is that it was not me. That is adultery. It's an opposite My nature. And to be led by the Spirit of God is to be led in a path of righteousness. And these are, again, keys to success and how to maintain success in times of stress. We must be in the right place at the right time, led by the Holy Ghost, for the blessing of the Lord. I remember one time my husband, who had been working a job here in Branson, quite successful, and a couple came in from Arkansas and said, we want you to do in our town what you've done here in Branson. Would you consider relocating your family? And the salary was tremendous. It was almost twice as much as what we were making. And my husband came home that night with the good news. He said, honey, doesn't the Lord want us to prosper? Look at this offer. And on paper, it really looked good. But as I began to pray, I sensed in my heart, it was not a big booming voice, but remember the 23rd Psalm, He leadeth me beside the still waters. And remember Romans 8, the Spirit Himself bears witness, the still waters. He bears witness with my spirit. And so that still small voice that bearing witness said, it's not right. It's not right. Now, it wasn't my head. It wasn't my intellect. My intellect thought, my goodness, twice as much money, bigger house, finer car. Just think of all the extra things I could buy and do. But yet I could not override my heart, what was on the inside. And so, as time went on, my husband, who was working a lot at the time and was Christian, yes, loved the Lord, yes, but he was spending long, hard hours at work. And he would come home and he wouldn't read his Bible. Of course, and at that time, it all changed right before he went to be with the Lord. He constantly read the Word. But I'm talking about in the early days of our lives together. And he would come home and eat dinner and be so exhausted from providing for his family that he would just fall asleep. And so, but I would be home with the kids, and after I would send them off to school, just have time in the Word to feed on the Word, and became sensitive to the leading of the Spirit. And I said, Bob, it's not right that we should go to Arkansas. And but we went. And boy, howdy, did we ever miss God. And but one thing about it, I didn't have to preach to him. The Lord didn't call me to nag and or murmur or complain to him. And we learned quickly from life's lesson that we just went into Egypt, so to speak. But thank God for new beginnings, and we were quick to forgive one another, quick to repent, ask the Lord to forgive us. And we hooked back up by coming back to Branson. And just a few months after that, Billy Brim calls. Now, at that time, Mother, Billy Brim, was living in Oklahoma. And we had no idea what that phone call would contain, but she said, I have been at a meeting where the Spirit gets to moving, and Kenneth E. Hagin's Winter Bible. And she said, the Lord just allowed me to fall out under the power and have a vision. And I saw the next step, and it includes coming to Branson, Missouri, and building Prayer Mountain in the Ozark. So praise God for being led by the Spirit. We were here and able to help Mother. And so we'll continue tomorrow on our subject. If you are interested in our two CD series, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry by Shelley Brim Oaks, just simply write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call 1-800-972-3447, or log on Billy Brim, B-I-L-L-Y-E, Brim.org, and order Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. It's a two-tape or two-CD, I keep saying tape, series on how I practiced heaven in the home and overcame adversity through the Word of God and His promises. I love you. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Shalom.